Hello, you are tuned in to another edition of Mountain Song and Story right here on Radio Bristol. I'm your host, Tony Doman, and here on this program each and every week, I find and feature different themes relating to Appalachian culture, and then play songs and feature tales and stories all about our topic of choice. Well, today is March 4th. The month of March is notoriously known for its unreliable weather. And as the saying goes, March is known to come in like a lion and go out like a lamb, referring to how the month starts off with a cold winter and ends with warmer spring weather. In respect of the changing weather out there today, we'll be diving into songs and stories all about the wind. During our story segment, I'll be joined by Miss Summer Apostle for a live folktale reading of a few stories, including an Aesop's fable called The Wind and the Sun, along with an Indian folktale called The Wind and the Moon from the collection of the Jataka folktales. Both of these feature stories about morality. So please stick around and stay tuned this hour here on Mountain Song and Story. Coming up first, we got some Woody Guthrie music. Woody Guthrie with Dusty Old Dust So Long, It's Been Good to Know Ya.
I've sung this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the wild windy plains in the month called April, county called Gray, and here's what all of the people there say. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. A dust storm hit, and it hit like thunder. It dusted us over, and it covered us under. Blocked out the traffic and blocked out the sun. Straight for home all the people did run, singing so long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home. I've got to be drifting along. We talked of the end of the world, and then we'd sing a song and then sing it again. We'd sit for an hour and not say a word, and then these words would be heard. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along. Sweetheart sat in the dark and sparked. They hugged and kissed in that dusty old dark. They sighed and cried, hugged and kissed. Instead of marriage, they talk like this. Honey, so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting our home, and I've got to be drifting along. Now the telephone rang and it jumped off the wall. That was the preacher making his call. He said, kind friend, this may be the end, and you've got your last chance at salvation of sin. The churches was jammed and the churches was packed, and that dusty old dust storm blowed so black. Preacher could not read a word of his text, and he folded his specs and he took up collection. Said, so long, been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. So long, it's been good to know ye. This dusty old dust is a-getting my home, and I've got to be drifting along.
So long, it's been good to know ya, or Dusty Old Dust by Woody Guthrie there. American folk musician. It was first released back in 1935 as part of his album Dust Bowl Ballads, and this song is considered one of Woody Guthrie's best, defining his style and demonstrating his increasing comfort with writing songs about the poor and the downtrodden people living through the Dust Bowl at the time. It's been categorized as a Dust Bowl ballad by music critics, and the song was also included in the Library of Congress recordings from 1940, made by Alan Lomax. So we have a lot to get to here today on Mountain Song and Story. We are talking all about the wind, from folktales to ballads, inspiration, music inspired by the wind. That is today's topic. So right now, I've got a few more windy songs for you, but please stick around and stay tuned, because after a few songs, we're going to get into our story segment for the day. I think we got Brother Wind from Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott lined up for you next.
Made up my mind to go someplace so far away, I headed west. Without a sad goodbye, no hugs or tears that way, it's probably for the best. I sent cards along the way, said I was looking for a brand new life. But I never settled down. My wanderlust would always cut the ties like a knife. Sometimes a lonesome wind, it calls out like it knows me. And on a night like this, when I don't know where to go, it shows. Cause he knows me, my brother Wade. He's lonely too, and he takes me away. I was so afraid that I'd be caught behind. I followed a crooked stream to places I have never been, and one more highway sign. And I'm like some other guys, I might count the hours till the day would end. But it's not so I can rest. Me, it's the time that's best for talking to my friend. Cause he knows me, my brother Will. He's lonely too, and he takes me. Skin's all cracked and brown. It's a mirror to that desert ground and the dusty wind that always seemed to blow. And I never made a mark. I just scattered footsteps on these shifting sands. And whatever pushes me, it's something only he could ever. He knows.
must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. The paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there, I care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen.
feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my
There's one we all know, Summer Breeze from Seals and Crofts. We are talking about the wind today, the breezy wind here on Mountain Song and Story. Right before Summer Breeze, we heard Peter, Paul, and Mary's Blowin' in the Wind, their version of that classic tune. And yeah, we're talking about the wind. That is today's topic. It is March. There are windy days ahead here this month. I'm sure of it. In for us everywhere. So we are going to get into a little bit of history and a folktale reading along with Summer Apostle during our story segment. So let's check in with Summer and let's get on into that.
All right, so it is time once again for our story segment. Here on the show, not only do we feature songs about our topic of choice centered around Appalachian history and folklore, but we also read some of the fun folktale stories and tales. And joining me now, once again, is the fabulous, talented Miss Summer Apostle. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, everybody. It's so good to be here.
So today it is officially March. We made it. And I thought a great March topic to kick things off this month would be the wind, seeing as who knows what the weather is going to do out there. March has always been a windy, windy month. And we have a few stories to get to reading today about that topic. The first tale is called The Wind and the Sun, which is from Aesop's Fables. Aesop's Fables are wonderful short stories aimed to teach children about morality. We use them and we talk about them and reference them here on this show quite a bit. I love them. I have like two different books full of them, so I'm always like picking them up and finding stuff, especially, well, for this show. So The Wind, this is called The Wind and the Sun from Aesop's Fables. All right, here we go. The Wind and the Sun. They were disputing which was the stronger. Suddenly, they saw a traveler coming down the road, and the sun said,
I see a way to decide our dispute. Whichever of us can cause that traveler to take off his cloak shall be regarded as the stronger. You begin.
So the sun retired behind a cloud, and the wind began to blow as hard as it could upon the traveler. But the harder he blew, the more closely did the traveler wrap his cloak around him, till at last the wind had to give up in despair. Then the sun came out and shone in all his glory upon the traveler, who soon found it too hot to walk with his cloak on. The moral of this story is kindness affects more than severity. Cute.
I love that one.
That's such a good one. I love it. So many good ones. Like there's just so many, and you can just read those tales. They're so short and easy to digest, and they're great for children because they're just like, again, we talk about animals, but they feature things that are so easy for kids to digest and kind of stick with them. You know, if it sticks with somebody like you and me who are a little bit older, I mean, kids at heart, but I mean, it's gotta stick with them too. So
yeah, and it's just interesting to see that these same like moral quandaries and issues have been, you know, thought about and discussed for hundreds and hundreds of years, you know, that these are issues that every person that's a human has to kind of deal with this. Like, okay, how do I get what I want? And how do I communicate with people to get what I want? Am I nice or am I mean? And it's like, it's really cool that there are these stories out here to kind of bring us all together and show that we're all dealing with the same things.
Yeah. And I like what you say about them just being timeless. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands of years sometimes with the morality stories. I mean, it's so, so relevant today, which is why I really like them and resonate and connect with them. So, all right. So we got another tale. This one is called The Wind and the Moon. We are just breezing right along here on Mountain Song and Story today. Just sailing on the windy seas.
Yeah.
This tale, The Wind and the Moon, is a tale from the Jataka tales from India. This is another cultural set of short stories designed to teach morality. And I really love, like we just said, you know, this really, it's a lot of morality stories, just like Aesop's fables. There's so many different versions out there that cross cultures, that each culture has their own kind of set. So this is another one of those. A little backstory of the Jataka tales. In 300 BC, the Jataka tales were written for mankind to gain knowledge and morality. And ever since then, these tales have become storybooks that are both enjoyable as well as knowledgeable. So here is a fun one called The Wind and the Moon. Once upon a time, there lived two friends in the shade of a rock. It would sound strange, but one of them was a lion. And the other was a tiger. They were friends since their childhood. They knew each other from the time when they were too small to understand the difference between lions and tigers. Thus, their friendship was not at all strange to them. Moreover, the part of the mountain under which they lived was peaceful. It could be due to the presence of a monk who lived under the same rock. Must have been a very large rock. He was a hermit, one who lives far away from worldly affairs. One day, the two friends got into a stupid argument for some unknown reason. The tiger said,
"Everyone knows that cold comes when the moon decreases from full to new."
The lion said,
"Roar, you are a stupid fellow. From where did you hear such nonsense? Everyone knows that the cold comes when the moon increases from new to full."
The argument between them became stronger and stronger. Both of them were firm at their own opinion. They could not arrive at any conclusion to resolve the growing disagreement. They even started calling ill names to each other. Suddenly, they thought that like this, they would lose their friendship. At last, they decided to go and ask the learned monk, who would definitely know about the actual answer. Both of them went together to the peaceful monk, and they bowed respectively before him. The hermit asked them for the reason for their sudden arrival. They put their question to him, and they said,
"Sir, only you can answer this problematic question."
The hermit thought for a while and then said,
"It can be cold in any phase of the moon, from new to full and back to new again. It is the wind that brings the cold, whether from west or north or east. Therefore, both of you are right, and neither of you is defeated by the other."
The hermit also said,
"Both of you share healthy friendship since your childhood. It is not good to get into arguments and think about separation. The most important thing is to live without conflict, to remain united. Unity is best by all means."
The lion,
roar!
And the tiger, understood the message of the wise monk. They thanked him for the kind suggestion given by him. Both of them lived happily thereafter as good friends. And the moral of this story is that weather comes and weather goes, but friendship remains.
Ooh. Oh, Tony, why do I feel like we're the lion and the tiger?
Yeah, I know, right? That's so great. I think, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
It's such a good friendship story. And again, especially in, you know, we're still living in just crazy uncertain times. So unity is just a great message for everything right now. And I really love that one. And I love how, again, the message can just, it's timeless. It's totally timeless. Yeah. So this Jakura Tales, Jatuka Tales from India have been around since 300 BC. So these are very, very old. They're Indian folk tales.
It's like Gilgamesh time period.
Right. Very, yeah. Very cool. Yeah. I really like your monk voice is so wise. That was a great.
Oh, thank you. I actually had a monk here. Oh, yeah.
Really? What? In the studio?
Yeah. In the studio. He brought his, his bells and
he brought his singing bowl, right?
Yeah, his singing bowl.
Let me hear that singing bowl. Yeah. I think he can borrow it. Oh yeah, that's nice. One more. Really nice. I love that a monk came, you know, and I didn't even see him in here.
I know. He's like he's just astral projecting or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. He's traveled far, really.
He's traveled very far.
We thank all kinds of guests
for being here as well.
Thanks, monk from the story. Man, that lion voice was really good, too.
Thank you.
The good roar. Yeah. Summer Apostle, everyone. Sound effect extraordinaire. She invites ghosts, monks, lions, tigers. She gets them here to be on our
conjure them all. I conjure them all.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you so much for all of that.
Well, thank you for letting me have a place to do it.
All right, Summer. Thanks so much again for being here. Thanks for friendship and unity and all of that.
Friendship.
So we are going to get back into some music now. We are going to get into some windy tales windy songs, what we were just breezing through this episode of Mountain Song and Story. So stay tuned.
Away out west, they got a name for rain and wind and fire. The rain is Tess, the fire's Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Oh, now Mariah blows the stars around and sends the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks were up there dying. Mariah, they call the Now before I knew Mariah's name and heard her wail and whining, I had a girl and she had me and the sun was always shining. Oh, but then one day I left my girl, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, I'm oh so lost. Not even God can find me. Mariah, oh Mariah, they call the wind Mariah. Oh, out here they got a name for rain, for wind and fire only. But when you're lost and all alone, there ain't no word but lonely. Oh yeah, and I'm lost and lonely. without a star to guide me. Mariah, blow my love to me. I need my girl beside me.
flakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly. Is it the loneliness in me that makes me want to cry? My heart is sad like a mourning dove that's lost its mate in flight. Hear the cooing of his lonely heart through the stillness of the night. Whispering pines, whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, whispering pines, you're the one who knows. My darling's gone, oh, she's gone. And I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me. See that squirrel up in the tree, he's made there on the ground. Hear their barking call of love for the happiness they found. Is my love still my love? Oh, this I gotta know. Send a message by the wind, because I love her so. Whispering pines, tell me, is it so? Whispering pines, you're the one who knows. My darling's gone, oh, she's gone, and I need your sympathy. Whispering pines, send my baby back to me.
Last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls.
All right, Seminole Wind there from John Anderson. We are breezing through this hour of Mountain Song and Story, featuring tales and stories all about the wind here on the show today. We definitely had to play Seminole Wind from John Anderson. That definitely fits right into what we are featuring today on the show. Whispering Pines from Johnny Horton, Chicago Wind with Merle Haggard, and They Call the Wind Mariah by Sam Cooke. That's a really fun song that I had never heard before until I started researching and putting this program together. They Call the Wind Mariah. Awesome song. Okay, folks, so we've got time. We still got some time left for a few songs and some other things to talk about here on the program. Right now, we're going to play you Kathy Mattea, Walk the Way the Wind Blows.
Up along the hallway, down along the stairs, I can see the pictures we made down through the years. And it makes me blue, darling, thinking of the past. And I'm truly sorry I couldn't make it last. Walk the way the wind blows, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, to be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking of where to go from here. Walk Wow.
summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Frank Sinatra there with Summer Wind. All right, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you can catch this program, Mountain Song and Story, every Thursday at 4 o'clock right here each and every week on Radio Bristol. You can also check out past programs if you visit the Mountain Song and Story program page on over at listenradiobristol.org. As always, I'll have all of the songs and materials from the show up there, so go check it out, listenradiobristol.org. You can go learn more about some windy topics there today. Special thanks again to Miss Summer Apostle for helping me out with our live folktale reading. And I've got time to play one more windy song for you to just take you out this hour. The Wayward Wind by Goji Grant. Thank you so much again, and I will catch you next week.
Wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin. Younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Of kin to the wayward wind. Though he tried his best to settle down, I'm now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. To the wayward wind.